No, Rory, you know, our season's been unbelievably highs and some unbelievable lows, obviously. And again, now we're back on a high, so we're just delighted to be in the position we are to try and win the league.
To set this up, you had to win your last two games after the Intermediate Cup, which couldn't have been easy.
No, and there were two very tough games, obviously, as well. We had Douglas Hall away, who were fighting for their lives trying to stay up. And then, of course, we had to go to Avondale as well, away, you know, which is never easy. And to be fair, they were very good on the day, and they had all their most of their big players back for that game as well.
You're playing UCC now. How did you get on against them earlier in the season?
Being honest, though, we've played them three times this season already, and we've managed to beat them three times, two cup games and one league game, but they've always been close. They've always been tight. So, you know, I wouldn't read too much into that in one way, but, you know, it's going to be on the day, Rory, you know, who takes their chances, who doesn't make the mistakes. And we're hoping, obviously, of course, we are, that it's our turn this time to win the league, you know.
The game being played in the Mardyk, which is a fantastic place to watch football. It's a fantastic venue. It's a good surface as well. But does home advantage count for UCC? Is that an advantage for them?
No, because I've been honest. So we played them there a few weeks ago in the Beamish Cup. And as you just said, the pitch is excellent. The whole facilities out there are fantastic. So I don't think that'll have any bearing on it, because, you know, we like a good pitch, obviously, well to play on. So I don't think that'll have much effect on it, you know.
Do you have any injuries or knocks heading into the game?
No, we're full. John Meade actually played 60 minutes yesterday against Rockmount in the O'Connell Cup, which was brilliant just to test his leg to see how his groin was after the Intermediate Cup final. And he came through the game without any reoccurrence of that injury. So we're full, clean bill of health from everybody, you know.
I was speaking to Conor Meade down at St. Comyn's Park last night, and he said that everyone is fired up, everyone is buzzing. I'd say there's a great buzz in training ahead of this, is there?
But you know, it's just even the whole dressing room at the moment. They just want it so much after the whole disappointment of the Aviva and losing to the Cup final. Fellas, you know, they want it so much, and you can see it in their eyes how much they want this on Tuesday night.
It's essentially another Cup final on Tuesday night, really, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, like to be fair, our last five league matches that we had, every one of them was Cup final, because we had to win every single one of them to try and get into this position to bring it to the last game of the season. And no, we went an unbelievable run, to be fair, and that's down, again, credit to the players, the squad that we had, because we've had cup games in between, obviously, as well, and we had to use everybody, and they've all responded fantastically.
I'd imagine there's a big crowd coming up from Cove as well for it.
Yeah, would you believe it? There's a couple of buses as well on the way from Cove again for us, the support we've had, even the cup final the other night there again, in Ringman, again, the crowd was fantastic, and again yesterday, with another 100 people at the game yesterday as well. So it's just been brilliant. You know, they're really getting behind the team, and we're hoping, again, that we give them something to really celebrate on Tuesday night.
Excellent, Michael. Very best of luck on Tuesday night. We're really looking forward to that one, so we'll talk to you after the game on Tuesday. Best of luck.
Thanks, Rory. Appreciate it, buddy.
I mean, you've the two probably the best teams in the league that are, and it's been down to the last match of the season, which is a great kind of Munster Senior League kind of game for everybody. I mean, everybody's been looking at these two teams over the last couple of weeks, wondering will we pick up points again away to Rockmount, and will Cove pick up points away to Avondale, and we all did. So we've brought it down to the last match of the season, and this is our third time in the last 4 years going out to the last match of the season. So it's going to be an interesting Tuesday night.
Ball's in your court, though. You only need a draw to win the league on Tuesday.
It's probably not the way that we're going to think, to be honest with you, Rory, because it's you can go out and set yourself up that you can play for a draw, but it doesn't work that way. You look across their team, they're a very, very experienced team, so, you know, they're going to come at us. But, you know, down through the last couple of months, we've shown teams with the amount of goals we've scored in the league this year that we're an attacking team as well. So, you know, our priority really is to pick up 3 points and try and win around the night.
I just spoke to Michael Deasy as well. He said that you've played each other 3 times this season. The matches have all been close, but Wanderers have won all 3. Do you feel like you owe them one on Tuesday night?
When you look back on past games, you can say I could give you various different instances, and you know that we missed chances and so on and so on. But you know, this is going to be a real down to you know, who turns up on Tuesday night, and we don't owe them anything. We just have put ourselves in a really good position last match of the season, and you know, we've home advantage. We're very strong at home. We know what we have to do, and we know how strong they are. They have a lot of experience. They're probably disappointed with the Intermediate Cup, and rightly so. And they've put themselves in a really good position to kind of finish the season in a very strong position in terms of winning the league.
They've had a very hectic schedule as well recently. Do you feel that your team might have the edge and maybe fitness and freshness, I suppose, heading into Tuesday night?
Not really. They have a really strong panel. They've about, you know, they rotated the team over the weekend again. They played Rock Manchester 1-3-2. And they had a whole different 11 that are going to start against us on Tuesday night. So they have a really strong panel. And I think in fairness to them, you know, they came up last year and they came up really strong and they strengthened their team this year. And, you know, they've had an incredible season and, you know, hats off to them in terms of what they've done as a club. And it's great to see the likes of Cove coming back into the league because the senior league needs it.
Certainly so. As I say, you face each other in the Mardyk on Tuesday night. What's the injury update from your camp? Are you fully fit or...?
No, we have a clean bit of health. We have no suspensions, no injuries. So we're just looking forward to the task. It's going to be an interesting evening. I'm sure I see some stuff there where Cove are bringing up a couple of busloads.
Yeah.
So there's definitely going to be an atmosphere there.
Yeah, and the Mardyk is always a fantastic place to watch football, a fantastic surface as well. Hopefully we get a sunny evening for us because it should be a fantastic occasion.
Yeah, and you know, I would encourage people that, you know, if they're around on Tuesday night, that it would be worth their while to come out and see the two top teams in the senior league fight it out and see what sort of standard there is. And then again, for us, it's about showing off what UCC are all about. And the Mardyk is a perfect example for teams to come and have a look at a really, really good surface. We trained there this morning and it's absolutely immaculate. And it's bringing soccer back to the Mardyk, which I'm sure a lot of people would remember back in the day that's where soccer is the home for Cork at once upon a time.
Yeah, certainly was. As you said, you trained this morning. I can imagine all the lads are buzzing and raring to go ahead of Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, look, the good news with our lads is that the exams are out of the way and we've had a kind of 2 weeks where we haven't played and they're itching for a game and we've been waiting for this because Cove have been playing catch-up. And in fairness, they've been putting the points on the board when people probably questioned whether they'd go away to Avondale and get a result, and they did. So, you know, this isn't going to be an easy task on Tuesday night. A lot of them, their players have a lot of experience, a lot of League of Ireland experience. You know, Chubbs has won a number of Intermediate Cups up top with them, Michael Devine in goal, ex-Cork City. And then they have a string of players that have played with Cove down through the years. So, you know, we know what's ahead of us in terms of their strengths. But we're a really good side. You know, we've scored over 36 goals, highest goal scorers this year, and we've only conceded 16, just one off. Cove has been the best team to concede less in the league. So, you know, it's setting up for a crack of a game.
It certainly should be. Tuesday night down the Mardyk, get down there if you can. It's going to be a really, really good night. Noel, very, very best of luck, and we'll talk to you afterwards on Tuesday.
Thanks, Roy. See you Tuesday.